Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now, a member of the 89 Orioles, the Why Not Birds of Baltimore. Let's bring in number 6, Joe Orsolak. Slack, what's happening?
Bob, how you doing? How does it feel to be on with a guy that might know more sports trivia than you do?
I mean, it's yes, it is true. Tom, I can't remember what I did 2 days ago, much less what happened 15 years ago. But Slack, let's go back to spring training 89. You guys were coming off a brutal 1988 season, lost 21 in a row. Senior was replaced after, what, 6 games?
Correct.
And then Frank took over.
15 straight losses.
Yeah, so welcome to Baltimore in the managerial seat there, Frank. But take us to spring training 89, what those first few weeks were like, and just describe what happened moving into a regular season that is still the favorite for a lot of Oriole fans.
I don't know, Bob, but Frank will tell you it wasn't his fault we lost 15 in a row. You're only as good as your players. Remember that. He was right. We were pretty bad in 88. 89, I don't know. We had a lot of new guys, new faces, people with good attitude that really had had nothing to do with 88, or the guys that did, trust me, forgot about it. So we had a clean slate, new manager. And we were ready to go like every other team. We thought we had a chance, and that's the truth. Every time you go to spring training, you think you're going to be the team that year.
Joe, how about the respect you had for Frank Robinson along the way? What was he like to you when he managed the ball club?
Frank was tough. I think he was easier on the rookies because they were a little more fragile, so to speak. You didn't want to ruin them. But the veterans, you know, were a little hardened, but so Frank was tough. He had high expectations. And when you didn't do well, it wasn't hard to see that Frank wasn't pleased. I'll give you an example. I think I struck out with the bases loaded on a slider in the dirt or something. And I'm walking back to the dugout, and I look over at Frank, and Frank's got his head down and just shaking his head. Didn't say a word. Head down, just shaking his head like, no, I cannot believe he just swung at that pitch, you know, kind of shake. I felt like I disappointed my parents or something, you know what I mean? Frank got a lot of respect, and we wanted to do well for him, but when you didn't perform well, you knew he wasn't happy.
What made that 89 team gel?
I think we had a bunch of guys that had some talent. We had pitchers that pitched, had career years. The team really, everybody liked each other. Everybody pulled for each other. Honestly, you know, I mean, even when I didn't start, I was pulling for Brady and Finley, and I guess we had Phil Bradley that year, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And they were pulling for me, and it was genuine, and you could feel it among the club. Everybody wanted everybody else to succeed. I don't think you get that all the time.
Now, Frank played in the outfield as a player, and you were an excellent right fielder. And I think one season you had like 9 career outfield assists. I might be off 1 or 2, but anyway, tell us a little bit about that. Did he ever like try to, you know, give you any instructions about outfield play?
Not really. I think at that point, I pretty much knew what I was doing out there. I mean, I had been in the big leagues off and on for 6 years at that point. I threw the right base, Tom. I played the situation. I knew to score the game. And I don't think Frank was into overmanaging. You know what I mean? He was just, if you were doing it right, he wasn't going to say anything to you. And that's part of our success, I think, in 89 was that the team was playing well. For what reason? Nobody really knows why we were playing that well. But the skill of a manager sometimes is to say nothing. And I think Frank went about it pretty quietly. He didn't try to overmanage. He let the guys go. And we took off with it. And a lot of managers are going to tinker, you know. He didn't tinker. He let the players play. And that was a quality about him.
Joe Orsolak joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Tom Davis, talking about the life, career, legacy of former Oriole Frank Robinson. He was the manager of the 89 Orioles, who finished in second place that year behind the Blue Jays. And getting back to the season, Joe, and the momentum, when and you talked about hope springs eternal, and you had the chance just like everybody else, but when did it kind of dawn on the club that, hey, you know what, maybe we are for real, and that contention is something that's going to last for 6 months here?
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. It's all not me. I mean, we for sure, because I played on, I've been playing for a while. I've never been in that situation. But I think a lot of the players, it didn't dawn on until the last three games of the season. We had a bunch of young guys that were just playing ball, having fun, weren't worried about the standings, you know, going about their business. And it was like, don't wake anybody up, you know. But I knew it because I had never been on a team that good before. So I think it wasn't until very late, or when we started to threaten to lose first place, the guys would start to say, man, wait a minute, we might have a chance to win the division.
Joe, earlier we had Richard Justice on, who covered the team back then, for the Baltimore Sun. And he made mention of the fact that Frank at least told him that the disappointment of the end of that 89 season was, you know, almost unbelievable compared to, say, like in the next year, if you'd have won the thing by 10 games, it maybe would not have been as much of an impact had it been, you know, that you could have, you know, completed a, you know, from last to first season there in 89. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, as a player, and Frank was a player, you got to let that stuff go and move on. However, it takes a while. You're that close. One pitch here, one pitch there, one extra hit, and we win the division. And that year, we had a better record against Oakland. We were the only team in American League that had a better record against Oakland. We actually felt like we could beat Oakland. And Toronto, I think Oakland beat Toronto that year. Am I correct with that?
Well, no, in 89, Oakland went to the World Series.
Yeah, beat the Blue Jays in five.
I mean, Oakland had no trouble with Toronto, but they didn't want to face us because we weren't intimidated by them.
Well, the other thing, too, was that when you look at the period of time, I always think about against the competition. So, in other words, like at that period of time in that 89 season, Boston was not that good. The Yankees weren't that good. I mean, you finished right behind the Toronto Blue Jays for the year. How often do players look at the competition versus looking at their own team?
Well, you beat who you got to play. And if we're better than the other teams, we're supposed to beat them. You know, the reason that we didn't win that division wasn't because of the Toronto Blue Jays. It was because we couldn't beat the White Sox and Cleveland Indians down the stretch. And we were the two worst teams in their division. You know, we struggled against some bad teams. But I don't think you worry about that, Tom. You play the game. You want to win more than everybody else in your division, and it doesn't matter if they're bad, good, or whatever.
Sum up what it was like just to be a part of the Orioles when Frank Robinson was there.
Well, you're playing. You have a legend. You know, back in those days, we understood who the great players were. We knew the history of the baseball. I had the baseball cards. Frank Robinson, Cincinnati, All-Star, MVP. Frank Robinson, they had the World Series cards, you know, and Baltimore, Frank Robinson, you know, All-Star, MVP. Trust me, I knew who Frank Robinson was and what he meant to the game and how great he was. And he put a lot of expectation on us, and rightfully so. And sometimes I think he was disappointed because we couldn't be as good as he was. I think sometimes he expected, you know, us to be as good as Frank was. I will tell you one little story that had an impact on me with Frank. Is I was going through one of my early season slumps, and after about 3 or 4 weeks of this, hitting weak ground balls, pop-ups, and jam shots, I hit a jam shot to second, broken bat, and I go by Frank. And Frank was a man of little words, trust me. And he said, damn it, Slack, you're better than that. And I got chills, literally, right down my neck and my arms and everything, because Frank Robinson who is the legendary player manager, is telling me that I'm better than that. In other words, you're a good player.
That's a huge compliment. Yeah, that's a huge compliment.
You know,
yeah.
I was inspired by that, and I really hit well from that point forward during that season.
Joe Urselak, former Oriole, he was on that 89 team that won 87 games, just missed winning the American League Eastern Division Championship. Slack, always great to catch up. We appreciate the stories and the time. You have a great weekend, man.
Nice talking with you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe Urselak, number six.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.